Hi, this is Scott Wilkinson, host of Home Theater Geeks. In episode 165, I roam the show floor at the CE Week line shows here in fabulous New York City. So stay tuned.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Home Theater Geeks is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This is Home Theater Geeks with Scott Wilkinson, recorded June 26, 2013, episode 165. Live from New York, it's CE Week! Hey there, Scott Wilkinson here, the Home Theater Geek and the Director of Content at AVSForum.com. This week, we're at CE Week in New York City. No, we're not trying out salsa. We are looking at various consumer electronics products, and we're going to go visit a bunch of booths and talk to a bunch of people about what they're showing here at the show, which is kind of a mid-year CES. And we're here on the street right now, as you can hear. But when we go inside, there will be plenty of noise to avoid as speakers and all kinds of companies are showing their wares all at once. Let's go check it out. I'm in the Sharp booth with Chris Longto, Director of Marketing and Communications for Sharp. And Sharp had a big announcement today. What was it?
We did. Today we launched our 70-inch Aquos Ultra HD television. It's going to be available starting in mid-August at a suggested retail price of $7,999.
So close to $8,000.
$7,999. Yes, close to $8,000.
So I think Sharp introduced a couple of Ultra HDs in Japan a little while ago. This is the first one to come to the States.
That's correct. This is the first one to be launched in the United States. And again, it's 70 inches.
70 inches, which is a pretty good size.
Yeah, it's actually the a screen size that Sharp first introduced in April of 2012, coming out of our Sakai facility.
Now, it's LED edge lit, correct?
Correct. It's edge lit. There are actually three key things that you need to know about the Aquos Ultra HD TV. First is advanced upscaling capabilities. So any content that you watch, whether it's 4K, 1080p, it's all up-res to 4K, so you get really crisp images that you're just not going to get with 1080p televisions. The second key component is that it's THX 4K certified, and this is the first and only television to be THX 4K certified. And what that is just an assurance of quality. THX has the picture quality experts that really are the only ones out there that are really defining what the Hollywood experts, the home theater experts, want as the as director intended content. And they've put our television, this television, through 400 rigorous tests, again, is the only television to be certified by 4K as that mark of quality.
And the third point that we need to know about this?
It's got a gorgeous design. If you look at it, you can see a beautiful speakers in front design, which allows the television to be 4 inches narrower than our closest competitor at their 65-inch model.
Now, what about 3D? Does it do 3D?
It is. It is a active 3D television.
And here at the booth, I found it very interesting. You're using the Red Digital Cinema Red Ray server to actually serve up native 4K content. That's very cool because we've been waiting for that thing for a long time.
Yeah, that's correct. As you may have heard, Red recently launched their Red Ray player, and they were kind enough to work with us as we were launching our Ultra HD LED TV to really showcase the possibilities that 4K truly enables.
Fantastic. And it'll be available, you said, in August?
Yeah, it'll be shipping in mid-August, so it'll find its way into retailers shortly thereafter, and we're extremely excited about the launch of the product.
I'm in the Sony booth with Ray Hartchin, the Senior Manager of Public Relations, talking about what else? 4K.
4K. Hopefully it's on the tip of everyone's tongue here at CE Week.
At CE Week, I'm sure it is. Now, we've got the 65-inch here right behind you, which is now starting to ship, I believe, or next week maybe?
Last month. The 55 and 65-inch models started shipping nationwide in May. The 84-inch model that we have on the other side of the booth started shipping for the holidays last year.
And what's the pricing again? I've forgotten.
Pricing on the 55-inch model is $49.99. 65-inch is $69.99. And, of course, the big guy, 84-inch, is $24.999. Yeah.
Now, what's the advantage of 4K in a TV of relatively modest size, 55-inch, even 65-inch? Are people really going to see a difference?
Well, two different benefits of 4K. One's clearly the picture resolution, four times the picture resolution of full HD. There's also an expanded color gamut with quantum dots, what we call triluminous, a little wider red, green, and blue. So you'll notice a difference in colors. Resolution, you may or may not notice a difference, quite frankly, Scott, depending on how far away from the TV you are. So, you know, a lot of experts out there will tell you two screen heights might be ideal distance from the viewing. For me, I think I stretch it out a little bit further. Somewhere between 1.5 and 3 might be ideal. So depending on the use case scenario, you might be spending, it's possible to spend too much of a 4K premium over the value you're actually going to get.
Depending on how far you're sitting from the screen.
Exactly, right. So, I talked to sports bars owners. I'm like, you probably don't need to swap out your high-def TVs in a sports bar because your patrons are 20 feet away. So you're going to be spending a little extra and they won't be able to discern it. Now, if you're in your living room, you know, the trend now is bigger and bigger screen sizes, and our houses are the same size. You know, so as screen sizes get bigger and bigger, oftentimes full HD, while it's stunning, can have visual artifacts, get in the way of the story being told. 4K, four times the clarity, will kind of cut through that.
Now, the other big thing here is not so big. It's the 4K media server, which I've forgotten the model number.
It's the FMP-X1, F for 4K, MP media player, a 2 terabyte server that your viewers are going to get a sneak preview at and that we haven't announced anything. But since you promised me this is going to be delayed, it'd be perfect. It's not big news in that the format is rather small. The big news is the 4K content. So when one of the bugaboos of 4K adoption is what are we going to do about content, our 84-inch started shipping last year bundled with the server. This server is an accessory for the 55 and 65. Comes preloaded with 10 movies, some television programming, as well as 4K shorts. All native 4K, which will allow you to enjoy this in your home. It also serves as the hub of Video Unlimited 4K, which will debut this summer. It's our distribution service for homeowners to purchase or rent 4K content.
This is really critical in this 4K ecosystem, as they call it, because we're getting a lot of TVs in 4K now, but very little in the way of actual native content. You've got this. You've got the Red Ray player, which just came out. And so perhaps it may very well be that the future of content delivery is downloading and playing from a media server rather than an optical disc.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, certainly the trend is a lot of streaming. 4K, video limit 4K with this server, you'll be able to stream. But I also think there'll be a spot when the Blu-ray Association finally comes to a standard. Some people just love their packaged media. I've been told the Blu-ray has more than enough capacity to be able to hold that that data file. So I would still expect some packaged media.
Now, is it true that this media server will work only with Sony TVs?
Very much true. It's an accessory for the TV, only works with Sony TVs.
Very good. Well, and its release date is when?
We'll announce it the day that this program goes. It will be available to ship mid-July. Price point is promotional price of $499. Details, again, 2 terabyte a server, preloaded with content, but also allows plenty of space for you to download your own content later this summer. And store it on the box.
I'm in the Toshiba booth talking with Scott Ramirez, the Vice President of Product Marketing and Development, and we're talking about 4K, as most people here at the show are. What are you showing us in the booth here?
Well, showing several things, Scott. Right behind you is our 65L9300, 65-inch 4K television. We started talking about this earlier this year, but we're about to ship it now in August. And it's a pretty amazing set. You know, one of the things about 4K for 2013 is there's limited content available. So one of the most important things we feel is the quality of your upscaling. So we have what we call SIVO 4K. It's our unique processor. Actually, our second generation processor, because we had our own processor a year ago in 4K sets we were selling in Japan and in Europe. So we have learned from that first generation, and we've moved now to the second generation. It's a quad plus dual core processor, strictly for 4K upconversion and picture quality. And it does just a fantastic job of taking 1080p or 720p HD and making them look near 4K, just about 4K. Can't say exactly native 4K, right? But pretty darn close. And that, we think, is the key to buying a 4K TV this year, because most of what you're going to watch for a while is going to be this upconverted HD, and this just does this amazing job of taking that and making it look like, give you that wow experience.
Now, another product that you're introducing now is this little device right here, this little box called the BDX6400, which also addresses this same concern.
Absolutely. In fact, we're going to wind up doing some bundling between these two. We think it's so important. So this is a BD player. It's also a media box. But the real key to this particular model is its upscaling capability. So this has what we call dual stage picture quality enhancement. The first stage is to make a better 1080p, right? So it's going to do texture improvement. It's going to do edge improvement. And it's going to take the BD 1080p signal and make it look sharper and clearer and cleaner than ever before. Then it has a second stage, which will take that and do 4K upscaling and output a 4K signal. Now, in the case of this TV, we have to make a choice. Do we use just stage one, or will we use stage two? So because we have the Hisivo 4K, this is when it sees our TV, it's going to output just stage one. So it's going to do all that edge enhancement, all that texture enhancement, send the most pristine 1080p signal to this TV. Hisivo 4K will then turn it into a 4K signal. And it is, I mean, I'll bet you if I put 10 people out there, 9 of them would think it was native 4K content.
Now, if you're not connected to a Toshiba, to this particular Toshiba 4K TV, some other 4K TV, this one's going to do the upscaling as well, and there's some news there also.
Absolutely. So if you hook up to anything else but a Hisivo 4K processor, it's going to then also have Stage 2 on, and it's going to do that 4K processing. And it does a great job, amazing job of 4K upscaling. Not quite as good as the Hisivo 4K, but an amazing job. It does such a good job, it is the first BD player that is now Technicolor 4K certified. And we're very proud of that.
This is very important, actually, because I just wrote a piece about Technicolor announcing their 4K certification, and at the time I wrote the piece, there weren't any products. This is the first one.
This is absolutely the first one, and it wasn't easy to get that certification. I mean, the upscaling had to be clean, it had to be accurate, also the color had to be accurate, so and this really does perform.
And what is the MSRP on the BDX6400?
This is $299
for a Blu-ray player, media box, that upscales 4K in a Technicolor certified way. That's pretty remarkable.
Yes, it's very remarkable. And as I say, to make it more remarkable, the people who buy this TV first are going to get it for free, actually.
Here in the Dish booth, I'm talking with Aaron Johnson, the corporate communications manager. Now, Aaron, you showed the Hopper at CES for the first time. Give us a recap of what we can expect from it now.
Great, thank you. Hopper, we showed at CES, we've added Sling technology integrated into the box now to allow customers with this device to watch their TV, live TV, when they have an internet connection on their mobile devices. So if you have an iOS, an Android device, download our Dish Anywhere app, and you can watch your live TV over the internet on those devices, and it's no additional charge. It's included with this box.
Wow, that's really great. And, in fact, you're having a promotion right now, I think, to help facilitate the use of that feature.
That's correct. So we've partnered with Apple to promote our device, and we're giving customers new customers that sign up, and they can choose to get an iPad or 12-month promotional pricing when they sign up.
Fantastic. Quite a deal.
Now, Hopper with Sling and an iPad. It's a great deal.
A combination not to be beat. Now, there's something new also in the firmware, I think, that you're introducing here or not long ago.
That's right. In the last month, we've added a new app onto the set-top box. It's called Social, and it's just that. It's a social app that for people that want a more interactive, engaging TV experience and to track conversations online, what the show that they're watching, they can do that, and they can interact with fans of the same show that they're watching.
Fantastic. Can you show it to us?
Absolutely. So we have tennis match going here right now. So, of course, there's a lot of social buzz about this. Go to our app here on this on the TV, and it takes just a moment to load up. And then you can see what fans of are saying about the match going on right now. And we have that overlaid here. We also have some other statistical data giving people a sense of the flow of traffic. Who's commenting? Is it more male, more female? Where are the most popular cities where people are commenting on, you know, between New York, San Francisco, or other cities across the country? Just some more relevant information. And not only can you see what fans are, of the show are saying on the, with this app, but you can also follow your own traffic as well. So you can go here, you can check my Twitter, you can check my Facebook, and update your status on your page and follow what your friends are saying.
I've always thought that this was a great idea for watching events on TV, like tennis games or sporting events, or it's not so much with series anymore because you can just download those whenever you want, but there are still events that happen that are scheduled, and sharing that experience with people not in your own room or in your town or even in your own country like this, I've always thought was a great idea.
Thank you. Well, I would agree. I think for sports and news where there's breaking events that are taking place, it is a great feature to follow that traffic. But even as you get with a series people follow for, say, several seasons, and if you're watching, say, the finales or maybe the season premiere, and you can interact and see, wow, did you see that? I didn't believe this plot twist was going to happen. And it, I think for those instances, it would be very engaging.
We're in the Audio Technica booth. I'm talking with Crystal Griffith, the consumer marketing manager, and you've got a couple of new products here at the show.
I do, and the one I'm holding right here is our newest addition to our QuietPoint noise cancellation line. It has 90% noise cancellation. It's kind of the successor to a very popular flagship model that we had called the ANC7B, but this is called the ANC70, and the really unique thing about this headphone is that you might notice that it does have a microphone, but it doesn't have that on the cord. There's a microphone actually built into the ear cup that will answer your calls and you can talk through, which is really great because, you know, when you're moving around your, you know, when you're moving your head, the further distance that you get your mouth away from the microphone, the less the clarity is going to be. Plus, sometimes you end up getting a lot of collar noise from that cord rubbing on your collar. So we've actually designed it into the ear cup so that it stays with you no matter which way you move. And it's also just a nice integrated feature. The blue light here will tell you when the noise cancellation is on. And then the button in the center is what actually answers and ends the calls and will transfer through your music tracks as well. It also has a volume control right here on the ear cup as well. So everything is just fully integrated and wonderful. There's still memory foam ear cups, memory foam padded headband. So we think this is going to be a great headphone for the fourth quarter. It's going to start shipping in October, and the MSRP on this is $199.
Now, can you still hear music if the battery's dead or the noise cancellation isn't working?
Yeah, definitely. If the battery depletes or you just want to have the noise cancellation off for some reason, you can still hear the audio, which is wonderful audio quality that Audio Technica has been known for 50 years. Which we've perfected for quite a long time. So yeah, you can definitely still hear the audio. And the nice thing about this, too, is if you want to have cord-free noise cancellation, you can just pull the cord out. So this is what I'm holding right here. You don't have any kind of cord right here. If you want to just kind of get up, walk around the plane, or walk around your office or something like that, you can just have cord-free noise cancellation.
Well, that's certainly what I like when walking around a plane, that's for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. It comes with one AAA battery, and that will last you for 40 hours of life. So it's just a wonderful travel companion.
Fantastic. Now, do you have anything else here at the show, in-ears or anything like that?
Yeah, we do. We have a new line of Sonic Fuel headphones, and the interesting thing about this line is it has a 360-degree pivoting ear tip. That means the ear tip will pivot around, and that means that it's going to adjust to your ear canal. So whichever, you know, kind of ear canal, you know, direction that you have, it's going to adjust to that, which will maximize the music quality as well as give you amazing, comfortable, customizable fit. It also has a C-tip that fits in the ear, you know, in the crook of your ear, and that just holds it in place. So it's going to be really stable for when you're moving about your active life. And this is not just for fitness lovers. This is for people who are wearing their headphones all the time, who are tired of their headphones falling out of their ears all the time. And we have three great varying models that you can get depending on your affordability. They start at $49, $79, and $99. And each of them come with an inline smartphone controller. So it does have the microphone and the button touch that you can do use to turn on and off the answering, the microphone, or, you know, skip through your tracks as well. And it also has a volume control. So a lot of great features for the money.
Okay, next up is ViewTech, the makers of the screen right behind me. I'm talking with Dan Druck, the National Sales Manager at ViewTech. Dan, what's new at the show?
We're showing our Silver Star projection screen. This happens to be a prototype. We're going to be rolling out not only the fixed frame screen, but we'll also be having a roll-up screen shortly. What you're seeing here is a 151-inch diagonal screen, 235 format. And what we're getting out of this screen is through the mixtures and things like that that go into a screen surface is uniformity that's kind of uncommon with high gain screen.
Typically that has a problem with the hot spotting and so on.
It does, yes, and also true color. When you see white versus gray. So we've been able to accomplish something that's pretty hard to do. And Silver Star has been basically out on the market for 4 years, but we're rolling into new surfaces with it, using that as kind of our flagship, so to speak.
Can you reveal anything about how you managed to avoid these hotspot issues, which really are a problem?
Not really.
Don't want to give away any trade secrets here.
No, but I will give away the fact that just recently we signed an agreement with Imaging Science Foundation, and we have four screens that have been certified by them. Two of them are acoustically transparent screens, so we're very proud of this association, and we'll be hopefully by some upcoming dates be able to talk about some other screens that we're going to use.
Are your acoustically transparent screens woven or perforated?
Perforated.
And why did you choose that?
Sure, quite honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It is. It's after looking at different ways that the market has gone, it is a very tight weave, but when you can't see it at all. People have mistaken it for being perforated, because normally in a weave pattern you can see the interlocking of the fabrics.
So being so tight, you wouldn't be able to see more. It wouldn't be any interference or interaction between the pixel structure of the projector.
Rays minimal, if ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're in another simulated living room here at CE Week, and we're talking with Jason Palmer from Epson and Blake Vacker from Screen Innovations, and they've joined forces to come up with a kind of a new concept in home big screen TV. Let's start with you, Jason.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So what we wanted to show here is that when you combine some of the amazing technologies that Epson has created for front projection, combine the color brightness and overall brightness of our projectors with some of the innovative screens that are out there. Screen Innovations has an amazing screen, which Blake will talk about. You can achieve for a high ambient light living room upwards of 100, 115, 130-inch screens that ultimately cost less than flat panel, have no reflection issues, can handle a lot of ambient light, and really give a tremendously dynamic image. And we're really at that crossroads where the quality of projectors, the quality of screens have made it so that two-piece solutions are easy and achieve the quality that everybody has been sort of excited about in flat panel, only at sizes that are significantly larger.
And we're talking about being able to watch this in some amount of ambient light, just a regular living room.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, this frankly, we wanted to get this room brighter, but we didn't have enough floor lamps, so we brought in more. The point is, you can absolutely get a lot of ambient light. I know Blake has one in his house. I have four kids, and I have a Screen Innovation screen combined with our PowerLite 6020 projector. And I frankly have the lights on almost all the time because my 2-year-old likes to eat stuff off the floor if I turn off all the lights. So I have to have the lights on bright. And it really has almost no effect on the screen at this point. And that's not just because of that. I mean, Epson is a big part of that. I think we start with a baseline of ambient of brightness, color and white brightness. But it's that coupled with the Screen Innovation screen that truly makes a dynamic image.
So Screen Innovation Screen, tell me about that.
Well, this is the world's first and only ambient light rejecting screen that rejects ambient light coming from the left and the right and the top and the bottom. In other words, we're not taking like a high gain screen does, where it takes all the light coming to the screen and refocuses to the viewer and the brightest light source wins. We're not allowing the bad light to pollute the image in the first place. We're only reflecting the light back from the direction of the projector. The screen surface is also black, not white, black. If you think about it, it makes sense, because how do you project black onto a white surface using a light bulb, right? So because we have that black surface, we also have a 900% improvement in contrast that's measured not by our marketing department, but by people like you out in the industry. So because of that, we can place a two-piece projection system in just about any living room, any family room, and get a better than flat panel view, because we don't have a glass surface, we don't have glare, we don't have that reflection issue, and we can go bigger. This is a 115-inch black diamond zero edge that we're featuring today with the Epson 6020. And every time somebody walks in the room, they think, that's the biggest flat panel TV I've ever seen. And then we put our hands out and do shadow puppets for them. So,
so really what you are trying to do is replicate the flat panel experience in a two-piece system.
That's the design of the Zero Edge. You'll notice it does not have the traditional 3.5-inch beveled frame. It has a very thin frame. In fact, my wife wouldn't allow me to put the black diamond fat frame, that we call it, in my living room until we came out with the black diamond Zero Edge, because it looks like it belongs. And that's what we're going for in this presentation, is this can be your living room. In fact, we've even got speakers in the lamps that we're showing off, because we're showing a non-intrusive system. It's a very simple system to install. It's very non-obtrusive. Mom loves it, and Dad loves it as well.
One other point on this is, one of the reasons why we're trying to highlight this point is, I think everybody knows, you know, with Epson, we're a very large player in front projection, but it's limited to that world of dedicated theater rooms and some of the multi-purpose rooms and so forth. But what people fail to realize when they go into stores, and I think what happens right now is people are embracing the 70 and even 80-inch flat panels, and they're coming into stores and they're saying, I want an 80-inch flat panel. To me, I'm hearing, I want the biggest TV I can possibly get. I just didn't know I could get 115 inches. So we want to educate them that they can achieve that, they can do it without reflection, they can handle a lot of ambient light, they can do it at the same cost, and open up that world of flat panel to the world of two-piece front projection.
You mentioned before that the even the lamps here have speakers in them. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, our friends here at AIV Light Speakers have actually developed a speaker and with an LED lighting system. It took me longer to take it out of the box than it did to actually install the system. We simply screw it into these lamps, or we can do it in 5 or 6 inch cans in the ceiling. In my living room, I have a beautiful set of Paradigm rear channels that my wife will not allow me to put up because it's too obtrusive in the room. These we simply screw into the ceiling, and I've got rear channels now.
Now, are there actual speakers in the can along with the lights?
Absolutely. You'll take a shot maybe here in a second of the actual fixtures in these table lamps. But the same thing with in-ceiling fixtures. If it's a 5 or 6 inch can, just unscrew the light and put the light speaker in its place. In fact, this entire room's retail package price is $8,500. Four speakers, two subs, 115-inch zero edge, Epson 6020 projector, $8,500 retail, and it's a very non-obtrusive system.
Wow. That, and, you know, $8,500, you know, you could easily spend that on a very large flat panel.
Exactly, and that's the point we're trying to make, and Jason had said so eloquently, is that this system outperforms flat panels in both size and cost and performance.
The Zero Edge Black Diamond, for a while, I think it was not available as a drop-down. Is it now?
It is. After 4 years of development, we now have the Black Diamond material on a motorized. So now we can go up to 110-inch screen. We can drop it in front of a window. The material is 100% opaque, so the sun can be hitting it from behind. It will not bleed through the material. So from today's show to tonight's show viewing, we now have the world's first rollable television.
Does Black Diamond come in acoustically transparent variety?
Not at this time. We're working on that, but the material is almost a semi-rigid material. It's fairly thick, and there's actually 8 layers of optics stacked on top of reflective surface. So it's something we're working on at Screen Innovations, as we're always innovating.
But difficult to do with such a thick material.
It is. There's actually optics that we don't want to crush, but the point is we're working on it for you for some time.
I'm talking with John Watts, Residential Sales Manager at AMX. And John, AMX is well known for control of home systems, including the home theater, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
And what are you showing here today?
So today we're showing our panoramic touch panel. This is the Modero X series, and it's designed to give you a full widescreen view of your entire home and then control all of the systems. You can, from one room across the building, control your home theater, or from your home theater, control all of the other rooms in the house. So let's say you sit down for a nice long 3-hour movie. You can, without getting up and walking around the house, turn off all the lights, close all the shades, engage the security system for the rest of the house and that sort of thing.
This almost looks like a 2-3-5 screen. I mean, it's a very wide.
Right. It is not quite two 16x9 screens next to each other, a little bit smaller than that. This is our 20-inch version, and we have a 19-inch version as well.
Now, is this a fixed thing, or is it something that you could carry around wirelessly?
We have, this is a wired one. This is the tabletop version. We have them that are mountable in the wall. The ones mounting the wall are really nice because you can mount them either horizontally, like you see here, or vertically. So a nice long screen, maybe next to a door as you walk in, that sort of thing. But we also have wireless options. We can load that same file that you're seeing there with a different size ratio onto an iPad or a tablet of Android or Windows.
Fantastic. And what does something like this go for?
This is our flagship model. The MSRP is $11,900, and the capabilities are too long for a short interview, but it does pretty much everything you want to do.
Hey, here we are in the Stream TV Networks booth. Glasses-free 3D. I'm talking with Leo Riley, the VP of Sales. And Leo, tell us about Stream TV Networks.
Stream TV Networks, we're a technology company based in Philadelphia. Been around for about 4 years now. We've developed a technology we call Ultra D, and Ultra D is basically glasses-free 3D for displays. With the launch of the new 4K panels, we've been able to take advantage of the pixel counts in these 4K panels being 8 million pixels versus the 2 million that are in the current 1080p televisions. Ultra D actually is two pieces. It's hardware and it's software. The hardware part involves us with our special refractive-defractive layer that's actually matched to the subpixel layer of a panel, and it's bonded under a proprietary method. It also includes a video processing FPGA on the back that does all the pixel distribution once the content hits that FPGA. We also have content conversion where we can convert 2D or 3D with glasses content in real time to 3D without. But the real story with our technology with the new 4K panels is an incoming content signal of 1080p, stereoscopic. When it comes and is converted through our algorithms to the 4K panel, we actually release all of the occlusion data that's in that content, so we're able to fill the full 8 million pixels of that panel with real true information, no scaling, no stretching. So you're seeing 8 million pixels on the display.
But the 8 million, but only 4 million of them in one eye and 4 million in the other eye?
We're not using left-right anymore. This is a depth. We're using almost like an XYZ axis where we're actually creating depth into the screen. So you're really seeing a very natural viewing experience when you look at the content being converted into the glasses-free 3D.
So this isn't a traditional auto-stereoscopic process?
Now, this is a proprietary method that we do at Stream TV Networks that we hope will be industry-changing.
Well, it certainly is impressive, and I know a lot of people are looking for glasses-free 3D. Those of us who enjoy 3D don't like wearing glasses.
Well, I would say that if you had a Super Bowl party with 20 people and four pairs of glasses trying to watch it in 3D, you'd be pretty disappointed, weren't you?
Providing all the content in this room is Kaleidoscape, and I'm talking with Luke O'Brien, and your title is very long, so tell me what it is.
I'm Movie Guide Services Special Projects. I'm essentially the movie guy over at Kaleidoscape.
Well, then that's a very important job because that's all what Kaleidoscape's all about.
It is, and we're excited to be here and get to play with all these partners and show how our user interface and its rich metadata can highlight all of the great features of all of their equipment, jumping to songs immediately, having scenes that are memorable in movies that they can immediately have access to. These are the things that we're really excited to showcase with our partners.
Now, Kaleidoscape is at the center of a controversy about whether or not you can put your Blu-ray and DVD content onto a server and so on. How have you solved that problem?
Well, we're on appeal right now on the DVD side, but we don't really talk about that while everything's under review. The Blu-ray side, is everything is copacetic there. It's only the DVD side that's under review.
And as I understand it, for Blu-rays, you can load them onto the server, and as long as they're in a physical player somewhere in the system, then you're within your legal rights to do so.
Correct. And so we have an M700 vault that we sell with a lot of our systems where you can load all of your Blu-rays so you have the immediate access to the content that you've come to expect from the Kaleidoscape with this DVD content.
It's beautiful. So what is the system that you're showing here?
So I'm showing an M700, which is the Blu-ray disc vault with a player, an M500, which is a DVD Blu-ray movie player, and just a simple 1U with three terabyte hard drives that's pulling it all together.
Now, does Kaleidoscape yet have 3D capability?
No, that's going to be in a different chipset, and so we'll look and see what the future holds for those particular pieces of content.
And I assume you're also looking at 4K, but that's probably further down the road.
We're really excited to see all these beautiful new technologies that are emerging, and we'll look at them and we'll see how we can integrate them with our product. We know that we are the best way to integrate all movie metadata into the content, so we're excited to see how they're going to come out.
Now, I realize that the MSRP, how much you would spend on a Kaleidoscape system depends on the system. It's very, depends on how many zones you have and so on and so forth. What's the minimum someone could expect to pay?
Well, so for the system that we're showing today, it's probably coming in around 19K MSRP. And so that's going to give you all the stuff that you need to get a very rich system with lots of Blu-ray and DVD movies, probably most of what people would have in their current content, although all of our customers seem to buy more content as soon as they get a system in their house, and to load all the content and play it back seamlessly. One of the other things that we have that we're starting to show off is that we have a storefront now. We have a partnership with Warner Brothers, so you can download SD or Blu-ray quality content, not have to worry about physical media at all, and have all that content ready at your fingertips with all of the rich metadata. And as we've done that, we've grown into marking extras on discs even. So all the Warner stuff that we're coming out, you can see we're jumping right to clearly articulated director's commentary that's much more easily identifiable. And then all of the particular things that you would go down the rabbit hole of, the Wizard of Oz, for instance, has, 20 or 30 different extra features that you could dive into to see a deep experience of all the behind-the-scenes stuff and that content.
Fantastic. Well, that certainly does seem to be the future as well, is downloading content rather than physical media, although plenty of our audience still prefers the physical media, if only for wanting to have that physical thing to hold in their hand.
100%. And the great thing about buying content from the Kaleidoscape store is that that content's waiting on a server for you, so if there is ever a problem and you need to replace your system, you can still download that title again and have everything automatically.
We're in the sound room number 3 with several manufacturers, including Digital Projection International. I'm talking with Michael Bridwell, the director of marketing for DPI. And Michael, tell us what you're showing here at the show.
Thanks, Scott. We are showing the 3-chip DLP Highlight 330 3D. So this is it's the bookend product that augments our Titan line, the mighty up to 10,000 lumen 3-chip product that we carry. So the Highlight 330 that we're showing today is 3,000 lumens with accelerated contrast, or 5,500 lumens with 2,001 contrast. It's two different options for people depending on the space. The other beauty about this product is if you have a screen, an existing screen with high gain, you can actually turn the brightness down a bit so that you're not overwhelming the screen or the room, which is actually what we're doing here today in this demo.
Now, this is a lamp-based projector, right?
This is not an LED-based projector, which we carry. For now, our LED-based projectors are mostly specific to our single-chip product line.
And we're looking on a ViewTech high-gain screen here, a Silver Star, I believe?
I think that's the case, yes. But it is a high-gain screen. So when we came in, the Highlight has so much power that we immediately saw that we needed to trim it down a little bit for the room.
So that extends the life of the lamp, which is a good thing.
That's exactly right. It extends the life of the lamp. The Highlight's already quiet, but it would even lessen any sort of fan noise whatsoever. But yeah, it gives you a lot of flexibility with that with the manipulation of the lamp.
And what does the Highlight 330 that we're looking at here go for?
List for that is around $29,995 MSRP. We're also using an anamorphic lens, which I think retails for $59.95 as well. But the other thing about the Highlight that we're not showing this specific time, but we'll be showing throughout the couple of days, is it's fully active 3D enabled as well.
I'm in the Leon Speakers booth talking with Noah Kaplan, the president of Leon Speakers, and behind us is a really cool thing. Tell us about it.
Thank you very much, Scott. Again, what you're looking at is called a sound sculpture. We designed this first for a high-end restaurant who wanted to place sound and art on a large concrete wall, so we had to design a solution that could not only be the art, but also be the audio solution, and also sort of give you that cultural feel that they wanted. So we blended all the architectural elements in the first piece, like the wood was solid walnut. The backdrop was also made of a black backboard that sort of matched the concrete texture. So we want to sort of show a convergence between art and audio, which is part of our grand mission.
And I remember a year or two ago at Cedia, you had this great dragon speaker.
We did. You know, when we first kicked it off, we wanted to show that a speaker doesn't only have to be a rectangle. And, you know, we're mostly known for building custom-crafted soundbars, or what we call conspicuous audio solutions, which is always our real bread and butter. But the truth is, sometimes we wanted to show speakers that you could really highlight or that could accentuate design in a house as well as audio.
Now, this one consists of a bunch of tiny little drivers, but is it full range?
This is relatively full range, but it's designed more like a line array. So there's actually 27 speakers in this sound sculpture. And what that allows you to do is really tune the sound for the environment. The reason it's working well in commercial right now is you can tune it to be very loud and directional in one area. And as soon as you walk past it, it actually gets very quiet so you can speak conversationally over it. You can also build in any kind of audio application that you want. So we really cater these things to individual spaces because we're all about giving the individual what they want.
So what would something like this cost?
In this application, this could cost anywhere from $12,000 all the way up to literally as much as you'd like to spend, depending on what kind of materials you'd like to use, how large it is. We just spec'd one in that's literally, I think, over 16 feet long and made of a lot of aluminum. So obviously that's a larger scale corporate piece. But we also want to start introducing these as just a cool feature to put in your house or for a restaurant or for a bar. So we're starting to spec them in. People are starting to pick up on it. And we hope it leads us in a brand new direction.
Okay, I'm talking with Richard Sturger, the vice president at Audio Design Associates, who's also here in Sound Room 3. Richard, what are you showing here at the show?
Well, we decided to tone it down a bit this year. Last year at CE Week, we brought our $40,000 pre-pro along with our amplifier ensemble and really showed the top end of what home cinema can be. This year, we're working with a lot of the same team members, in particular, close to us because we're an electronics company, the speaker company Leon Speakers. They're showing off their vault system. We're doing 7.3 here. But we wanted to capture their philosophy of lifestyle home cinema. And so the idea was to provide a home cinema experience that was not that $90,000 speaker electronics package, but something that, yeah, is more than a, you know, theater in a box, more than Best Buy, but still within reason in terms of, you know, still delivering super performance, quality audio, an immersive experience, all the pro tools we provide in our upper class pre-pro. So we're here to introduce the brand new Cinema Rapture. This just started shipping the past year. It's our first approach towards an all-in-one AVR. There's no tuner built in, so it's an integrated controller. Nobody knows what that means. So we focused on providing our pre-pro HDMI 1.4 3D capable, beautiful switching, flawless, fast, clean, what we're known for, along with our processing. The PC setup that is still the Pro Tools we provide for our installers as well as the enthusiasts out there that can do this, along with 7 channels fully amplified at 300 watts per channel. We've been running this all day. It is ice cold. This is not using anybody else's Class D technology. This is our own proprietary Class D design, giving a lot of muscle to the room environment. Has a built-in multi-channel parametric EQ per channel. You're looking at 12 bands. Each band, center frequency, and Q are fully adjustable as well as level. So it's a real piece, and it retails for under $5,000. So it is down to earth. And when you couple it with a $10,000 Leon speaker array, you know, you're looking at a $15,000 home theater ensemble that everybody who's been here through our demo has gone like, wow, that's so much value. And that's really what it's all about. Now, the lifestyle concept is this isn't a formal theater, although it can be. Our approach is today's theaters are typically living room environments, family room environments, playrooms, maybe bedrooms as well. And so we want to be able to provide a component, a singular component, that can really address all those needs. And we've hit one out of the park with this.
Now, as I recall, ADA used the Trinoff room correction algorithm. Are you still doing that?
Oh, absolutely. We are committed to Trinoff, not just in terms of correction for phase, amplitude, things like that, what everybody else's room correction system is capable of doing. And when I mean everybody else's, I mean the top-tier brands that really have defined room correction as something uniquely special and not inexpensive. What Trinoff brings to the table, and what might be of interest to some of your viewers, is that we bring to the table what's called remapping. Okay, taking speakers in the position that they are located and electronically repositioning them to where the ITU or SMPTE standard was used on the soundstage or TV, you know, broadcast studio or in a music studio. So essentially, we take the theater seats. We remove the environment around them acoustically, room correction, and then remapping actually transform them into the spot where the director, engineer, artist sat when they mixed the sound for their recording. And if you've ever listened to film playback, let's say on a soundstage, you don't know where the speakers are. You are in the surround sound field, not surrounded by sound. And that's what the Trinoff does. It also allows us to do some very, I guess you could say, sleight of hand things that you can't get away with any other room correction. We are able to take a center channel and elevate it into the image of a flat panel or a non-acoustically transparent screen. So the dialogue is coming out. At CEDIA this past year, in the Future Technology Pavilion, they had a three 16x9 screens doing a panoramic video by Purdue University. And above and below each screen, we had a speaker, left, center, right. And we used that technology to image the sound directly in the middle of the screen. And the last thing we can do with that that's pretty cool is spin a room environment. Because our microphone, what we call a tetrahedral acoustic probe, is a four-headed mic with a front on it. Unlike other mics, which are blind, they can hear but they can't see. Ours is an orientation that you aim at the screen. So you really, at that point, you know the front viewing surface direction. And then you can triangulate both angle and azimuth, the exact precise location of each speaker. And you can take multiple presets from different vantage points and actually take a master bedroom where a flat panel might spin and face the bed and spin and face the seating area and spin the room environment acoustically. It's rather dramatic. It's still, we're absolutely committed to that. What we've liked to do at this point, instead of showing off this year a $40,000 pre-pro, we're showing off a $5,000 all-in-one. So we get to bring to CE Week a little bit of our brand and, as you noted, Trinoff correction, and at the same time, show off what you can do with the lifestyle home cinema.
Fantastic. Now, does the Rapture do any 4K upconversion or 4K pass-through?
No, it does not. Not at this time, although the Raptures that will be shipping probably by 2014 will be 4K. We're already moving in that direction. Admittedly, we're working with chipsets. We're waiting for the very best one out there, and it's about to begin shipping.
Okay, we're in the Geffen booth, and I'm talking with Randy Wilson, the director of marketing for Geffen. You've got a couple of very interesting products at the show. Tell us about the USB DAC.
Sure do. Thanks, Scott. Well, this is our first audio product that's really meant for the consumer market. And what we're doing here as far as a demonstration, we wanted to show people that you can really get high fidelity out of your computer. And in this case, we have a CD playing in the CD player. I took the same CD and recorded it onto my laptop. And out of the USB port of my laptop, I'm going into our high-resolution USB to D to A converter, coming out analog into this amplifier. And what I'm able to do is synchronize the time of the computer and the CD so someone can do an A-B comparison of the difference in sound. And we're trying to show people that now you can get very high-quality audiophile sound from your laptop.
Now, the you burned the CD into your laptop uncompressed. It's just a straight digital copy, right?
Correct. Right on iTunes, you know, and I'm a simple guy. I'm a CD type of guy. So when someone said, hey, you could do this on your computer, I go, really? Wow, that's great.
And what is the DAC doing then? Is that up-converting to a higher resolution?
It's up converting to 192. It's producing a very highest resolution possible. And what we're able to do is, you know, bring students, the people who've been listening to MP3s and just iPods, and give them high quality music. Now, any gaming experience would be great. So whatever can come through your computer, whatever audio is coming through, we can now enhance.
And what is the price of this?
Oh, we're only selling it for $129.
$129. Oh my God, that's so cool.
It's a great piece. I took it home and put it on my high-end audio system, and I was surprised at how good it was.
I have to say, I've done this comparison, and I found that the sound from the USB DAC is quite a bit more open, more spacious sounding than the CD. It really is quite remarkable.
So you pick number one.
Indeed, I did. Is it shipping now?
Yes, it is. We just started shipping. We just got our packaging in.
Let's take a look. Oh, yeah, it's lovely packaging.
So we have a, you know, very user-friendly package. You know, it opens up one way.
Not that horrible plastic stuff.
We don't want to get anybody hurt.
Okay, then the other thing that you're showing here that I find of great interest is this display right here. How can you extend HDMI over a string? And we have this lovely ball of string.
We've extended it up and over our picture and down around and into the back of the TV. And, you know, it's incredible what we can do today. You know,
there's no wire. There's nothing. Well, in fact, it's not over string.
No, it's not over string. But it got everybody's attention, didn't it?
Yes.
And
certainly got mine.
Well, that's the point. So what we're trying to do is, you know, demonstrate our new technology in wireless HDMI transmission. And this device right here is our new piece. And what's unique about it, we're broadcasting at 70 gigahertz.
60, don't you mean?
60. Well, it's 10 for good luck. But thanks.
It's the 60 gigahertz system, which is in-room only, line of sight.
Correct. And this will do 30 feet. 33 feet, 10 meters. But what's nice about it, it's full 1080p. It's lossless. There's actually zero latency on it. We have full high-fidelity HD audio, 7.1, full Dolby digital formats and DTS formats, uncompressed. So it's really an excellent piece. It's for someone, you know, who installed a projector about 5 or 6 years ago before really HDMI became popular, and they had their system wired with RGB cable. And instead of ripping out the cable for their projector, we go, okay, we'll put one of these at my equipment and the other one over at the projector on the top. We're done. Now the customer can enjoy 1080p and 4Ks, because we do offer 4K product, coming in the future.
And you know a lot about installation, having been an installer yourself for many years.
Yeah, well, after 25 years, I decided, you know, let someone else have a chance at all the fun that I've had.
To have all that fun crawling through walls.
Oh, yeah. The walls are getting bigger, though. So.
Here's something really cool from a company called C-Seed. I'm talking with Linnea Nielsen, the marketing manager. And tell us about what we're seeing demonstrated on this screen right here.
So, yes, this is our CC201. It's actually the largest outdoor ground retractable TV in the world, together with Porsche Design Studio. We developed this TV. And on this video, which we're showing in the background here, you see our video as a demo unit in Vienna, Austria. Yeah?
Wow.
And what it is this, we're seeing it unfold here. It comes out of the ground as a tower. It unfolds into this giant screen. How big is it?
201 inches.
And the image is being generated directly by LEDs.
Yes, it's an LED screen, yeah.
So it's sort of like those giant jumbotrons at the sports stadiums.
Yes, you're right, yes. And it has 5,000 nits, which makes it really perfect picture at the any daylight.
In the day or at night or any time.
Yes, you're right.
That's incredible. Now, we saw at... one of the trade shows, Infocom, a couple weeks ago, they were showing direct LED displays like this with a very tiny pitch.
Yes.
What is the pitch of this?
This has 6 millimeter pitch, which is okay if you consider the size of the TV and the the watching distance, because you need 8 to 10, 12 meters, which is 8 times 3 feet would be, yeah.
20, 30 feet.
Yeah, so you have a quite a distance, so you will not see with the eye. You could obviously make it 4 millimeters too, but it's not really necessary.
You're right. When you're outdoors like this and you're at a party or whatever, you're not going to be standing right up next to it.
Exactly. You're right. Yeah.
So what can we expect to spend for such a thing?
€500,000. You're on board.
Wow. €500,000, which is somewhat more in dollars.
Yeah. 800.
800,000.
Yeah.
Well, clearly it's for the well-heeled, but for those who have everything and want something like this in their yard, it's remarkable.
Yeah, we produce 25 a year, so it's very limited edition.
And we still, 25 a year, that's not chicken feed.
No, it's handmade in Austria. We are busy.
Yeah, yeah.
We are having up to
it. Now, the audio is from California Audio Technology, which is a very high-end, very well-known company here in the United States. And I believe we'll see it here in a moment, the picture of the screen as it's unfolding. We're seeing this here along the bottom is the audio, right?
Yep. And also in the column.
I'm sorry?
And also in the column.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So here.
Yeah, yeah.
And there.
Well, I know what I want for Christmas.
Come to me.
Well, that's it from CE Week in New York City. Hope you've enjoyed it. Of course, you can find me online at avsforum.com. You can email me at scott@twit.tv, and you can follow me on Twitter at htgeekscott. Next week, my guest geeks are scheduled to be Pat Turnmeyer and David Grabner from Wisdom Audio. We're going to be talking about in-wall and in-ceiling speakers, so I do hope you will join me for that. Until then, geek out!